USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The coronavirus pandemic has now infected 16.5 million people around the world. The infection killing more than 654,000. Police in a New Jersey town spent 5 hours trying to break up a house party on Sunday night. Police in Jackson say over 700 people showed up to the home that was an Airbnb rental. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says,
"That's needlessly putting men and women in uniform and their personal health and their family's health at risk."
Attorney General William Barr is expected to accuse Democrats of trying to discredit him over his probe of the Russia investigation. He's going to be testifying before a House panel today. His opening statement released yesterday says President Trump has never interfered in how he handles criminal cases. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A top National Guard official is expected to dispute White House officials over the administration's decision to forcefully clear protesters last month. CNN is reporting that D.C. Major Adam DeMarco will tell Congress today at a hearing the demonstrators near Lafayette Square were behaving peacefully. His account contradicts those of Attorney General Bill Barr and other administration officials. Democratic lawmakers say they have issues with the new GOP coronavirus stimulus bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it neglects food and rent assistance for Americans who are falling on hard times because of the coronavirus pandemic. And an eviction moratorium is also absent from the bill. That Republican relief bill also includes $1.7 billion for a new FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C. Republican leaders declined to say if they backed the provision, saying you have to ask the administration why it was included. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Some federal government workers are now filing claims because they say they got coronavirus on the job. And USA Radio's John Hunt has more on the story.
Nearly 3,000 federal workers have filed compensation claims for having contracted COVID-19 on the job, a number that is expected to double by early next month, according to a Department of Labor review. Individual agency reports from the three largest federal agencies, Defense, Veterans Affairs, and Homeland Security, show the extent of infections and death among workers. The Defense Department reported 5,373 virus cases among civilian employees, with 33 deaths. Veterans Affairs reporting that 41 employees have died. Customs and Border Protection and the Transportation Security Administration, two of the largest sub-agencies under the Department of Homeland Security, report a combined 2,905 infections among employees, with 14 deaths. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And a COVID-19 outbreak is impacting the Oklahoma County Jail in Oklahoma City. As officials announced yesterday, 33 of its inmates have tested positive for COVID-19. And more than 500 inmates there have been placed in quarantine as a precaution. The county implemented new policies yesterday to ensure that no inmate is taken to the courthouse after testing positive for the virus, or if they're even showing symptoms. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.